The latest U.S. State Department report on human rights practices in Uganda chronicles and records so many of the challenges that have been arising and have been reported in various reports, both at the local and the international level. The report largely is a true reflection of the weaknesses that we still encounter and the growing backlash on democracy and human rights. However, the report, to a large extent, does not bring out the progress, some of the progress that has been made. And I think that needs to be addressed in future reports. For example, it talks about the increasing case backlog, the lack of independence of the judiciary, and of course the congestion in prisons. Indeed, that is true, but there are areas where there has been progress. For example, within the judiciary, there have been efforts to promote effective and expeditious disposal of cases through daily criminal hearings.
Some critics said that there should be a wake-up call on the government to ensure that individual police officers or security agents or other agents of the government do well to respect the right of Ugandan citizens. Others are saying, well, improvements have been made and the government is committed to doing the same. What's your take on that?
I think generally more needs to be done to curb a growing culture of impunity. I think the challenge here is impunity. Those perpetrators of abuse who are not prosecuted, those who commit acts of corruption, those who misuse their offices, and of course this emerging phenomena of forced disappearances, all to a large extent paint a bad picture on Uganda's human rights record. So what we really need in this case is to address the culture of impunity. More needs to be done to punish perpetrators and also to curb acts of corruption. So that really is the essence of improving the country's human rights record.
Well, the State Minister for Foreign Affairs is on record to have said that human rights abuses documented by groups such as yours are not planned by the government, by errant police officers or security officers, and that should not be written as if it's state-sponsored. Your take?
I think overall the minister is emphasizing government's efforts to improve its human rights record by taking measures necessary to curb abuses. But of course, in their report, they also acknowledge the fact that there are individuals within state agencies who are misusing and abusing the law and taking advantage of vulnerable people. So all in all, it's true that to a large extent, there must be more and further commitment. But individuals, by their very nature, who abuse individual rights, if they are not prosecuted, they taint the government's the picture. So whether they are individuals, whether they are isolated incidents, the fact is everyone deserves respect and dignity.
Well, the State Minister, Okello Oryem, is of the view that Westerners should not come and teach Ugandans human rights and that the government has always shown commitment to respecting the right of citizens. Your take on that?
I think we should applaud him on that in the sense that he's committing government to take action to make improvements in its human rights record. But again, as we all know, we have a lot of geopolitics also involved. But overall, as a country, as a leadership, they must take responsibility, because that is the primary responsibility of every state, to ensure that the rights of its citizens are respected. So Western nations, when they come out, they are simply reminding the country in question that their obligations, and these obligations, are held by every country. And we all know that there's no country which has a perfect human rights record. And as such, we shouldn't quickly dismiss these reminders. We should simply acknowledge them and take deliberate action to make improvements.